Welcome to Short Take. Mehmet Akif Büyükatalay studied media arts in Cologne and was a fellow of the German National Academic Foundation. In 2019, Mehmet directed Ore, his graduation film, which not only received numerous international awards at prestigious festivals, but also won the Best First Feature Award at the Berlinale 2019. Through his production company Filmfaust, he collaborates with his colleague Klaus Reichel to produce international and award-winning feature and documentary films, which have garnered multiple awards. We talked to Mehmet via video call for this interview. Hi, Mehmet.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Euphoria, self-doubt, so hysteria.
Okay, wow. That's a mix.
So different vibes inside me, they make me a little bit hysterical right
okay.
now.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I really created my life through movies and my friends. So I love to watching movies with my friends, mm-hmm. talking about movies with my friends. And the best is to make movies with my friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So movies and yes. friends.
Yes.
That sounds like a very good life, I have to say.
Yes, I'm really happy with it.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yes.
Other than movies, I mean.
Yeah, I think there's no regrets or something with guilty pleasure with movies. To be honest, my biggest guilty pleasure is fast food.
Okay.
Because it reveals that I come from a working class. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can adopt a good sense of style. I can acquire knowledge. I can find the best books and read them. But there is always something which I can't hide. And this is food. My mother was always cooking and always healthy and always stuff from the village in Turkey. Mm-hmm. But I can't cook. And I'm also not interested in it. So when I eat, my social class comes to light. I eat very quickly, cheap as possible, and this is often fast food.
I can definitely relate to the eating very quickly.
So do you have also siblings?
Well, yes, I have one sibling, but I actually have one friend in particular, and she eats very slowly, like very slowly. And we always joke that I'm done with my second portion by the time she's not even done with her first.
Sweet.
What is the favorite job you've done?
I worked as a wedding moderator in Turkish weddings.
Oh, wow.
When I was 19, 20 years old. Uh-huh. This was really funny. It was first time I earned my own money with like art, because I moderate, and it was also like combined with sketches, theater plays, and this I wrote them, and this was first time I earned my own money with the thing I wrote or create.
Okay, wow. And I'm sure that, I mean, that must have been like, those are big weddings, so that's like big audiences.
Yes, it was very big and through whole Europe.
Wow. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I really adore that we all have the ability to look together in the depths of our biography, mm-hmm. and to learn from each other, to learn about ourselves, so we can look inside, mm-hmm. and grow outside at the same time. This is what I really love in my friendships.
Now, well, you actually already answered the next question. What is your favorite food?
I mean, fast food is not, I mean, I eat often, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. Well, good.
I think my favorite is indeed Mediterranean food. Everything with tomatoes, mm-hmm. and olive oil.
Yeah.
Because I know it from my childhood, and this is what I really love now.
If you weren't a writer-director, what would you be?
As a kid, I wanted to be a comic. Mm-hmm. But I think I would become a history teacher or historian. This is my second passion.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Oh, I would really love to have immortality.
Ooh, okay, wow. That's a first.
Yeah.
Usually people say, oh, flying or like teleportation, things like that. Or sometimes they want to be able to play like a musical instrument or to sing, stuff like that. But immortality, that's a first.
Yeah. I mean, who don't want to live forever, right? I would really love to see what kind of movies we're going to make in 500 years or the literature in 500 years, art in 500 years. This is something which we always said, that life is so short.
That's true.
Mm.
But it also makes it very special.
That's exactly the point.
Now, we're going a little bit more into the film direction again.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched that really moved you?
I think for me, Simpsons was very, very important.
Okay.
The Simpsons is a fusion of pop and high culture, and it was free on a private television channel. So I discovered through Simpsons humor and irony, and also it was my personal enter to the Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I was amazed, and I watched Simpsons. I get really obsessed, and I start to understand, okay, I mean, Simpsons, there are a lot of movie references.
Yeah.
I want to understand them. So I got to internet to find them. So I discovered directors, and then I understand, because I watched when I was young always Turkish movies. I really inspired by them. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly I discovered the Western culture. It was so Simpsons. It was my door.
Well, the Simpsons, yes. Oh man, Homer and Marge.
Yes.
And Lisa and Bart. And Maggie.
Yes.
And let's not forget about Maggie.
That's a thing.
What is the last book you read, or maybe still read?
The last book I read was, I was in Sicily, I read, I hope I can spell his name right, it's French writer, is George Bataille, Story of the Eye, in German, Das obszöne Werk, and it's a erotic literature about the bizarre sexual perversion of two young teenagers who discover their bodies and fetishes. And
interesting read for Sicily, but
the best book for Sicily was the beach and with the right person.
It was probably the yes. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Do you mean like a writer or?
No, actually, I mean like a character.
The last character which really touched me, it was Mephisto by Klaus Mann. And after reading it, I had the feeling I really want to make a movie about it.
Okay.
Because it's about an artist who is on the left side, his ideological left, and with the Nazis get to power, he starts to change his view and his ideology and his change. And I think it's very actual, sadly, right now. And and the thing is, I really can understand him. It's so good written. This is the way no one of us is secure to say, I'm not going to change the sides. And this book is like, okay, I understand it. The ego.
Well, yes. And I also think it's the danger of the small decisions that I think most people don't really, they always think, oh, it's this one big decision I make. Am I a good person or not? But it's the small things, and that sort of erodes. And then the next thing is also just a small thing, and then it takes you further down that road.
Yes, and something hurts you. You make the decision of your ego, and suddenly you are on the wrong side.
Very topical. Okay, wow. How far are you with that?
I think it's going to take time, but I think it's already in my head and my heart. I just need the push and the money and to make it. So, and also I have a vision, because it's around the theater world in the 20s and 30s. I would like to bring it to the theater world right now, 2024. Mm-hmm. And I have the vision of Mephisto. It's like combination of theater and movie.
Okay. Yeah.
So I really start to go to theater and to learn the language of theater. So I think I'm going to learn it first so I can combine the both.
Nice. Now, what is the next possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, if you have a project of your own, please talk about it.
Yes, it's a project of mine, mm-hmm. but it's Immaculata mm-hmm. by Kim Lea Sakal, which I produced with my own production company, Filmhorst, with Klaus Reichel. And today we can announce that we're going to have the premiere in Cannes.
Yes. Oh, that's so great. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. I can't wait to show our first movie in Cannes mm-hmm. the first time. This is also the reason why I told you the first question, I am euphoria.
Okay, now euphoria I get it. Part. Oh, that is very, very cool.
Yes, we're really happy. The phones are ringing, Instagram is telling, and...
Let's go through the rest of
No, this is perfect now to come to the real world, back okay. from the digital world.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Somebody you worked with or you're interested in working with, maybe?
I think I would say all the writers and directors of Filmhouse family. Mm-hmm. I think this collective is a unique and diverse voice of authors who are searching her own language and mm-hmm. in this world. And I think, and we are not alone in this. I think there are also special collectives like Jünglinge in Berlin. Mm-hmm. I really like them. And also New Meta Films or Schuldenberg. As also production companies, they always also work with really special talented artists.
Nice. Thank you for that. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
I like my ability to explore myself. Mm-hmm. I always put myself into my work. Mm-hmm. I like that I don't take anything, including myself, for granted. Mm-hmm. So I rediscover myself constantly. I'm the same person, but I feel like I have lived more than 3 lives till now.
Okay.
Because I got invented myself. I yeah. discover sides of myself, or I change my lives. And this feels I have... Maybe this is the way I try to reach immortality, to mm-hmm. live more of lives. Also with the movies.
Yes.
I mean, every movie you watch, it's like you watch 10 years of experiences.
Yeah, or maybe it's like a multiverse yes. version.
Yes, exactly.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I don't like my impatience, my mm-hmm. restlessness. I can get really pushy and nervous, so it also make my surroundings nervous. This is something okay. I don't like, and I know the people around me also don't like it.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
To be honest, I was thinking, and I'm also a little bit ashamed, but I think I don't have anything what I regret. Because every time I do some mistakes, I have the feeling, oh, I learned something new. And, mm-hmm. oh, I can transform it to an idea. So every mistake is a good film idea.
Okay.
I don't regret nothing.
Very, very, very good take. Which random thing makes you happy?
Summer sales.
Okay.
Winter sales. Because now it's like... summer sales, and I bought me some really, really good coats because the winter stuff is now really cheap.
That's true.
In winter, I buy my summer sales stuff and now my winter stuff.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
We have to accept the world, and especially our emotions with all the contradictions.
Mm-hmm. And we're already at the last question. Who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
I don't know. If
it's more about the essence of you than looking like you.
Because I have one person in my mm-hmm. head, and then it was the young Martin Scorsese in his cocaine phase.
Nice. Yeah.
This was okay. It could be the energy right now. He's talking fast and...
Although, actually, I could also see like a Mark Ruffalo.
Oh.
Which is maybe because of the curly hair.
Oh, but this is a very good compliment, because the last times I'm really impressed by him.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because he made really great movies, and I was really fall in love in Poor Things with him.
Yeah.
but also in Oscars with his political presence and attitude, I was really, really amazed. Slow Mark Ruffalo, I understand that there is no cancel culture. There is only safe spaces. He's screaming his political opinions about Palestine and no one canceled him. So I said, okay, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's a choice not to do that. So Mark Ruffalo, it would be, I think you can be the director.
Okay.
Okay. You write, you produce.
All right. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mehmet. It's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you too.
And congratulations again.
Yes, thank you.
To you and the whole team.
Yes, I gonna tell them your wishes. Thank you. It was really a nice time.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.